This morning's Newsmaker segment brought to you by Warrensburg Ford. This morning we're speaking with Dr. Damon Kazire, superintendent of the Richmond School District. Now, Dr. Kazire, why don't you start out by telling me anything you're especially looking forward to in the upcoming school year?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we're looking forward to having 1,600 kids come walking back through our doors. But, you know, there's so many things to talk about. I'm sure that I'm going to leave some things out. But the first thing that you'll see is we've got a new assistant superintendent, Dr. Mike Gates, and he'll be working here out of central office, but you'll see him all over the district and throughout the community. As kids come back into school, they'll see several different improvements that we have. Probably some of the bigger ones that they'll notice is that all of our gyms now throughout the district now have air conditioning in them. So, you know, last summer we added air conditioning at the high school. This summer we've added it at the middle school, and so now all of those are air conditioned. We've also added another air conditioning unit for the Deer Library, so that'll help out there. One of the biggest things when you're driving, you know, through the district that you'll notice would be the bleachers on the visitor side of the football field. So other things that you'll see a lot of different concrete work. We've done some parking lot repairs throughout the district. Some of the different things that you probably won't see, but hopefully students will notice, will be the technology push that the board and school district have committed to. We're really working towards improving our wireless and internal communications, developing servers and wireless access points and those kind of things so that, you know, our students and our staff has an easier time getting online and for that stuff to move a little bit faster. Another big thing that the board has committed to this year is curriculum. You know, they put a lot of money into, over the last 3 years, we really haven't had the money to buy new books and stuff like that. So we put a lot of money towards that, and we'll be looking at upgrading our textbooks and things like that. And you'll see some different committees, you know, formed on where do we need to go and what do we need to do, because we're also moving towards the Common Core curriculum and then the Smarter Balance testing that goes with that. So, you know, and then along with that, at the high school level, last year we added AP courses for the first time. We're beefing those kind of courses up and, you know, having a lot more, you know, expectations for our kids to take those college-bound type courses. Probably the biggest thing that you won't see but might hear about is the board being committed to raising teacher pay. We have given small pay increases over the last 2 years, but hopefully this year, if we can manage our money correctly, we're trying to get back up into the middle of the pack through the MRVC, where we have not been for many years. So, you know, those are some of the things that, as far as improvements go, things like that. If you come through the district and look at our buildings, they look great, they're ready to go. Teacher's first contracted day is Monday. We have open house on Tuesday night. That's where we'll be seeing our kids coming through and that opportunity for parents and patrons to meet our teachers. And then Thursday of this next coming week is going to be our first day for students back in school. So tons and tons of exciting things going on. Like I said, I probably forgot more than I've talked about, but as you can see, there's a lot of neat stuff going on.
Yes, there is. I am curious, you mentioned your goal of raising teacher pay. Where do you hope to get that funding?
Well, we hope to do it just by, right now, just looking at what is it that we can do to improve that pay as far as that goes. In the future, we'll probably be looking at maybe running a levy or a bond. But right now, I think, as long as we manage things the way that we have in the last 2 or 3 years, one of the things that I told the board, it's not about spending or saving money at this point in time. It's more about the idea of managing the money that we have. 3 years ago, we had a 5% fund balance. The year before that, we had a 15. We went to a 20-something, 22, 29, something like that. We just ended the year, the auditors just left, and we had a 32% fund balance. So through good fiscal management, hopefully we'll be able to do that and not have to go to the voters and ask for huge tax increases or something like that. It really just comes down to trying to manage our money more effectively.
Well, congratulations on your fund balance.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a pretty exciting deal for me and hopefully for the rest of the district also.
Touching on the technology push for a minute, was there a change in technology policy for students this year?
Yes, we have added a new policy where at the high school level, it's not really running through the rest of the district, but at this point in time, like I said, we're trying to make a big push for wireless and stuff like that, but we don't have the ability for all of our students to be able to get online without bogging down our connectivity. So the board voted to say, hey, students at the high school can bring their own devices, but they have to probably utilize their own technology plan also to be able to utilize their stuff. And I think that that's going to be a pretty good deal. It's going to be a management type issue of, you know, how can we control what the kids are actually doing? But the high school has already kind of worked that out, and I think it'll be a pretty smooth, you know, opportunity, and it'll be a good opportunity for kids because they'll be able to use their devices, you know, for hopefully research and information type gathering versus just for, you know, talking to their friends or Facebooking or things like that. Those kind of things are not going to be allowed at this point in time.
Okay. Well, Dr. Gazire, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm really excited, and I hope that kids are excited about coming back in on Thursday and looking forward to a great school year. I appreciate all of your positive coverage.